For weeks, U.S. soldiers fighting in Iraq have consumed prepackaged food rations called MREs, which is short for Meals Ready to Eat. But some troops will soon receive a different form of nourishment. Jewish American organizations are sending thousands of specialized meals to Jewish soldiers serving in Iraq and elsewhere for the Passover holiday that begins next week. In Miami Beach, volunteers at the Aleph Institute work at a brisk pace, stuffing boxes with unleavened disc-like bread known as matzah, grape juice containers, macaroons, and other foods. The kits also contain religious articles, such as a booklet of prayers, songs, and a retelling of Passover, a celebration of the Israelites' escape from slavery in Egypt more than 3,000 years ago. Overseeing the operation is the Institute's administrative director, Moshe Baruch.
This is handmade matzah from scratch. It's made sure that there's no possibility that any leaven could occur. It's bread of affliction. When the Jews came out of Egypt, they didn't have time to make their bread rise. They were rushing to leave Egypt, where they were being liberated from. It's very apropos that it's being eaten in Iraq and all these places where we're eating freedom in addition to America.
The traditional Passover meal is known as the Seder. The founder of the Aleph Institute, Rabbi Shalom Lipskar, says his goal is simple, to provide Seder kits to all who need them.
We are going to make sure that every single Jewish man and woman who is fighting or representing the United States and the free world, that they will have everything they need to celebrate their holiday with joy, with happiness, with a feeling of warmth, and of course with the critical mandatory needs to celebrate properly. The sending of food brings about a sense of caring, sharing, family. You know, who sends you packages except for people who love you and are your family?
Some Seder-in-a-box kits will go to Jewish chaplains for distribution. Others will be dispatched directly to individual soldiers serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere. Rabbi Shalom Lipskar says his organization has received requests for nearly 2,000 Seder kits, a big order, but one he is determined to fill.
We've had more than 20 volunteers working for now the past few weeks, packing, shipping, repacking, you know, the processing orders, and making sure that they get it in time, because the shipping time takes time. Many of the food packages that we're sending into the operating theater of the war, you know, is not coming in by U.S. Postal Service. They're coming in on C-130s.
President Bush has called Operation Iraqi Freedom a war of liberation. Freedom and liberation are themes central to Passover. Rabbi Shalom Lipskar says for Jewish troops serving in Iraq, Passover will have a special significance this year.
The whole Iraqi experience and watching people sort of come out of their fear and seeing a whole country's cloud being lifted. It's like a veil being lifted off a person's face who has never seen light in a proper manner. And for the American soldier, and especially the Jewish soldier, who understands the concept of emancipation and freedom, not only from the time of Egypt, but throughout history, when they experience the ability to be able to allow people to have a sense of freedom and to remove these despots and evil influences, I'm sure that the Passover message becomes very real, very relevant, and very here and now.
Sending Seder kits to Jewish troops constitutes just one part of the Aleph Institute's outreach program. The Institute also sends kits to Jewish prison inmates, the elderly, and all who are cut off from their community during the Passover celebration. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Miami.